This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Over the last couple of months, we've been following a composer named Michael Friedman on a musical journey. Friedman's on the campaign trail, and he's been interviewing all kinds of people to see what's on their minds in this lunatic political moment that we're right in the middle of. Then he takes these transcripts, and he writes songs based very precisely on the words of those subjects. He was in South Carolina not long ago for the primary, and the New Yorker's Sarah Larson checked in with him.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. This week, your song is about a voter in South Carolina. How did you find this voter?
A good friend of mine is from Charleston, and when I was flying there, said, oh, you have to talk to my cousin, who I actually interviewed. And then that cousin said, oh, you have to talk to my friend. And that friend, then when I interviewed him, said, you have to talk to my cousin.
I like that it was a cousin-to-cousin situation. Michael, when you're interviewing people, what kinds of things are you looking for? Obviously, you're looking for a good talker, but what else makes an interviewee a good potential song?
It's where somebody has a story that feels like it has a really good spine, center. In this case, it was that the stories he was telling were almost kind of a Russian doll of stories.
Yeah.
There was sort of a story and a story within that story, and at the center of that story, another story.
Yeah.
And when he finally got to that center story, I was like, oh, I see how this adds up, and I see also, in the case of this project, how it connects to things I was hearing from a lot of people in Charleston, which in a big year in America is a city that has been through a lot in the last year and a half.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a Trump supporter, right?
He is. Well, he's confusing. Who he voted for is not necessarily who he's... He definitely is fascinated and into Trump. You can hear in the song, he says, I'm thrilled by Trump. And then he says, well, I mean, I've got a mixed emotions. And then he follows up with a pretty huge diatribe about where America is now. He calls the country the Titanic headed towards the iceberg. And I think that is... a pretty hardcore statement to make.
I think it's safe to say that we're all very emotional about what's happening politically right now. And
I would agree with that, and I think that that's what's so interesting about this election is how the heightened of the emotions around it have become.
Yeah. Michael, you are not a Trump supporter. What's it like to get in the mind of a Trump supporter?
Well, it's a funny thing I found. The song is verbatim, and especially in performing it, the interesting thing is to try to both the empathy, which I like this guy enormously. Mm-hmm. We had a really marvelous, I thought, conversation and meal.
Yeah.
Talked about a lot of things. I was describing the song as Russian dolls, and at the center, the little story at the center, which is the story of him and a mate he had as a child, at the climax of this story, which is a really complicated, moving story, he uses... the N-word, I, in performing it, found that using the word myself in the character of this guy was not something that I was comfortable with.
So how did you handle the N-word in the song?
In the end, you'll hear there's a little space, and the, as it were, the scansion of it is in the piano, and there's just a space where he used it where I left that space there for the word.
Yeah. Should we listen to the song?
Great.
I grew up downtown, 4 or 5 blocks from here. But I really grew up in the woods, as you can tell by the way I talk. I think we have too many rednecks here standing on their guns like me. I'm Kappa Alpha Robert E. Lee. waving stars and bars. I mean, growing up as a kid, I was hunting all the time. Somerville, James Island, where my daddy was born. I used to hunt with my cousin, well, my father's first cousin, so we're second cousins, three times removed, and one time dislocated, or something like that. He and I lived on the river, shot deer, quail, woodcock, rabbits, doves, just about anything that was in season. I just thank God I came along when I did. It was a beautiful time. These days you can hardly find any woods there. You can't hunt there anymore. And Michael, I'm just nuts about the fact that character has gone to nothing in this country. And I don't know when you young folks are gonna wake to that. Well, something's gotta happen. I mean, our country is the Titanic going towards the iceberg. I'm thrilled by Trump. I mean, I've got mixed emotions, but I'm glad that he's upset the apple cart. 'Cause so many politicians have made billions of dollars on being a politician. And it runs the gamut. Strom Thurmond was in there for life. Harry Reid, who was a pauper when he came in, is now worth millions of dollars. And people in this country are more interested in yelling and screaming. We all have these phones, and the next person who says to me, time is money, I'm just gonna puke. Time is not money. To me, it all comes down to character. Like, how about the way we handled the tragedies last year? I mean, with as many black folks as we have around here. Even that terrible shooting in North Charleston, where the policeman shot Walter Scott. There was terrible outrage in the community about that. The policeman is in jail, and that family, when they made that statement, we don't want all you political activists coming here, you're not invited. That just spoke volumes about the community. I mean, when I was growing up, the only black people you knew were servants. We had servants, 15 cents an hour servants. Otherwise, they were just people who lived somewhere up there. We had a maid, and we were not a wealthy family. We lived at 61B Montague Street. We rented, but we had a maid. She lived uptown. Her name was Rena, and she was a black woman. She was like another mother to me. And the most embarrassing thing I've ever faced in my life was I came out on the porch and I had planted a Japanese plum tree that, you know, had plums, and kids always liked them. There were three little black boys up in the tree, and I came out and saw that they were stealing from me, and I yelled out, "You, get out of my tree." And Lena was emptying the garbage. She came running round the front of the porch and grabbed me, and she said, "Let me tell you something. You better think before you use that word again. If I hear you again, I will wash your mouth out with soap." Thank you, Lord, that you've opened the eyes of our hearts to be able to see the fact that bringing down the flag in the State House of all things, no, it needed to come down, and we can still have it in our house, share the remembrance of it. But you know, it was time. We've come a long way. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Michael into my life. Bless this.
Oh, Michael.
It's a lot going on in the song.
That is such a beautiful song, and I'm so sad.
Well, I can say one thing in Charleston. I was walking around with a historian, and he just said, you know, it's the prettiest place on earth, and that's what makes the evil part so hard. And I think maybe this whole year is feeling that way a little. It's some of the most beautiful things are also the hardest to talk about.
Yeah. So let's talk about this guy. He's very self-aware.
He's very, very self-aware.
And yet, he's clearly made a lot of progress in his thinking in his life. It was beautiful to hear him say that he was glad that the Confederate flag came down outside the State House, but then...
We can still have it in our house and share the remembrance of it.
That just killed me.
The good thing about interviewing people or talking to them is that you sort of let them talk. And my job on this is to hear their stories. In this case, I'm letting some things go that in other circumstances I might have combated a little further.
Yeah. How old was he, by the way?
He was in his 60s. So not elderly by any. No, not elderly by any stretch of the imagination.
The older I get, the younger that seems.
Yes, exactly. I would say he's a child of the 50s, would be the best way to put it.
Michael, where are you headed next?
I'm working out trips to California and Oregon.
What part of California do you think you'll go to?
I'm going to do Los Angeles, though there's a possibility I'll go north as well. And in Oregon, I'm planning to spend time in the eastern part of the state, away from the coast and sort of in the inland the part of the state where, you know, we recently had a militia holding up complicated environmental situation. And there's a couple states I'm going to play pickup with that I feel like I missed the first time around on the campaign trail.
Well, there are clearly many songs to be written.
There are a lot
places.
Of songs to be written, and I'm excited to figure out what's next.
Michael, this song was so beautiful, and it hurts my heart, but in a really good way, I think.
It was a hard song to write and a hard song to perform, but I'm excited to get people's reactions to it.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
Good luck on your travels.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Michael Friedman talking with Sarah Larson about songs from the campaign trail. We'll hear from him again in a few weeks.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.